You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Summer break is here. I want my kids to have fun, but I also want them to keep their skills sharp. Between vacations and sports, I need something that fits our busy schedule without adding stress. That's why we use IXL. IXL is an award-winning online platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's proven to improve grades, and one subscription covers every child in the home, saving us time and money. It's trusted nationwide. And in fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
Hey, Scott, welcome to Second Date Updates. You're here to tell us about Carly.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. It's not going well. I think she blocked me on Facebook, to be honest with you.
What happened? What? This is post the date?
I mean, yeah, because I tried adding her, you know, after the date, but, like, her profile just disappeared.
All right, well, let's start from the beginning. How did the date go?
I mean, to be honest, it wasn't a disaster. I mean, I felt like, you know, if someone blocked you, it would be that something just went, you know, crazy wrong. But, mm-hmm. I mean, it was nice. I mean, I didn't catch any, you know, bad vibe or any bad feelings from her or anything like that.
Was there a weird moment or something that maybe you said something wrong that could have been it?
I don't know, man. Like, maybe something I said that really upset her, but I can't really remember anything like that because I feel like I would remember it.
Okay, you know? So what did you end up doing on the date, Scott?
I just went out for dinner, you know, nothing crazy. I honestly don't know what happened.
Hmm. So in a nutshell, Scott, you went out on a date with Carly. You thought everything went well, and then you tried to connect with her on Facebook, and she doesn't exist, so you feel that you were blocked. And so here's what we're going to do is reach out to her, see if she'll come on with us, and explain what's going on. At least, all right?
Yeah.
Hello.
Hi, Carly. It's Thunder and PT. We texted you a few minutes ago, and we're wondering if you would talk to us here on air this morning about a guy you went out on a date with, Scott.
Oh, man. I was so into this until you said the name Scott. I mean, he's such a jerk.
Oh, jeez.
Do I have to talk about him?
Well, why did he say or do something?
He's really controlling, and I don't know. I feel like that's a bad sign. I mean, it's a first date. There shouldn't be any tension, right? But he was just, like, over the top.
Oh, my gosh. How was he over the top? Like, what did he do?
So we met on Tinder, and, like, I don't know. My friends and I kind of, like, look after each other, so I was staying in touch with a couple friends during the date, just in case, you know, the guy's creepy or sketchy, mm-hmm. or whatever. So I was texting my girlfriend throughout the date just to let her know, like, you know, that I'm still okay and what was going on. Just, like, quick updates.
Right. And I think a lot of...
It's got a standard, right?
Yeah, I think a lot of women especially do this, and it sounds like a smart plan, right?
Yeah. I mean, it worked for me. It works for me and all my friends. But Scott started getting really upset that I was sending texts to my friend. He started asking me, like, who are you texting? Who are you texting now? Like, it's just like, I don't know. I told him it was none of his business, and he got all irritated. And that just gave me a bad feeling. Like, I mean, it's a first date. I'm shooting out a text once in a while. Like, it wasn't, like, constant. So I knew right there that it wasn't going to work.
Wait a minute. Irritated?
Scott?
Look, you don't have to be combative about it. You could have understood if you'd have just been texting your friend. I wasn't getting irritated.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's me. And look, I've heard, I just listened to it all. And look, I get it. Online dating can be risky. I get that.
It wasn't continuous. And my issue is that it's not your business who I'm texting. Like, I'm doing that for my safety. And you just have to respect that, like, ladies have to look out for themselves in ways that maybe you don't.
Look, I just didn't know you were doing it. All you had to do was just tell me.
Yeah, so
well,
Carly,
if you minded your own business, we wouldn't be here.
Well,
so.
I kind of side with Scott a little bit on this because you weren't letting him know that you were texting your girlfriends just saying, hey, I just, you know, I'm texting a girlfriend. Or were you embarrassed to admit that to Scott?
Yeah.
I just feel like it's not really his business. This is someone I just met, and I'm sending a quick text once in a while. Like, it's a first date. Like, I don't know. Maybe because I've had jealous boyfriends. It's just, to me, that's like a red flag.
Yeah, no, I know.
But you can see at least where he's coming from, though, Carly, right? I mean, and I agree with you. Like, he has no business telling you what you should and shouldn't do, especially on a first date. But at least, I mean, can you see where he's coming from? Where it's like, hey, you know, we're getting together and you're kind of texting, you know, whatever, right? You can see that at least, right?
I mean, so I'm supposed to just tell the guy, I guess I thought that was rude, to be like, look, I'm not sure how sketchy or creepy you are.
That's a good point. You know what? We're going to post this. We got this posted on our Facebook page, and let's find out right now from our listeners, whose side are you on? Is that being rude of Carly to be texting all during your date? And listen, Carly, I know you probably weren't doing that.
Totally.
Or does, and maybe we just aren't seeing this, PT and myself, it was Scott being controlling and rude and kind of confronting her about doing all this texting with her friend to let her know that she was okay on this date. And until we take your call here, I got back to Carly and Scott. Are you saying there's not going to be a second date, Carly?
No.
Okay, that's it.
So, Scott, maybe just next time, don't, you know, you can just say, hey, like, you know, maybe just don't say anything, man.
There's not going to be another date with Carly.
That's right. I'm trying to help him for the next time, you know. Just maybe if someone's texting on your date, just, you know, try to eat it. Don't say anything, man.
Yeah, I was expecting maybe that's a good idea.
I know. Listen, this is a good one. I love this one. All right, guys. Well, thanks for
best
being
of
on
luck.
Second date update.
Appreciate it. Take care.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
They're playing everything country. Thunder and PT on the Wolf.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
we're really doing this.
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world.
Then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.